about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know a lot of you are like, wait a second here. Do we really have a choice? No, you don't. Okay. All right. So right now, the goal for the Obamacare site is to allow 80% of users to access. Okay? They think if they have 80% of users able to access it, hopefully they could reach their goal of having thousands of people log on and be able to hopefully purchase health insurance. Okay? That's their goal, 80%. Okay, and again, all they need to win next year's election, right, is, most of that 80% voting for them, okay, because they know 20% of us at least saying hell to the no. I thought about 45%, so we'll talk about that. Apparently, George Zimmerman has been arrested after a disturbance in Florida. What the hell is going on? We're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about Princeton students with a meningitis outbreak. Is the U.S. shipping overseas vaccine? Why the hell do we in America not have the proper vaccine? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Breaking news, George Zimmerman, who was acquitted this summer of the murder of Trayvon Martin, has been arrested in Florida after deputies responded to a quote-unquote disturbance call. He was arrested by the Seminole County Sheriff's Office at around 1 p.m. today. He will be transported and booked into the John E. Polk Corrections Facility. No further details. The Sheriff's Office said they will be releasing the arrest report and 911 call as soon as they are available. All right. Apparently, this is one of many kind of run-ins with Zimmerman and the law. It's one of those things where people are like, okay, well, what's going on here? Now, remember, he's going through some domestic issues with his wife. Wife called 911 saying Zimmerman punched his father-in-law in the nose, threatened to shoot him, and threatened to shoot his wife. He claimed he was acting in a defensive manner during the incident. Wasn't there a problem with a television set? Now, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, when we were looking at the Trayvon Martin case, I think a lot of us were confused, okay? When the news first broke, we found out that a kid was shot, an unarmed kid by somebody on Neighborhood Watch being a vigilante. All right? And then we're all against him and we're all ticked off. Then we start to find out a little bit more, right? We start to find out a little bit more, wait a second, okay, but yeah, but was the kid still unarmed or, all right, what's going on? Then we find out that George Zimmerman was all bloodied, et cetera, all right? And police are now getting fired and police chiefs getting fired. And this story, skyrocketed to the press, and to the media. And then President Obama weighed in and said if he had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. So then you have the president weighing in. Then we start to get a lot of information and a lot of data, and then we find out that some of the prosecution might have erased a lot of the evidence, and there was possibly evidence tampering, but the case didn't get thrown out, still went through. George Zimmerman was acquitted. They did not find that he was guilty of murder, so he was let go, all right? But then since then, always in the news. Now, it's very hard for a person like that to lay low, unfortunately, now that the media has crucified him, whether you think he was guilty or not, all right? I mean, there's murders, there's defense killings that happen all the time. You don't get as much publicity as you do with this. And so, you know, you'll see that people always seem to have a run-in with the law. All right? I think you could be a public person and not have a run-in with the law. But then again, you have people 24/7 watching this guy. So if there is a fight with the wife, okay, that's, you're going to hear about it. Okay? And anytime 911, all right, gets called, that's going to make news, too. So, I mean, we'll keep you posted as we hear more about this. But, I mean, how hard could it be to not be, you know, not get in trouble with the law? Now, if I were he, I would probably definitely lay low. You know, is somebody going to come up to you and start a fight? And then as you defend yourself, boom, you get arrested. I mean, it's one of those things where do you go? Where do you live? People are not going to leave him alone. People think he is guilty, right, of killing Trayvon Martin. And you've had people say they're going to kill him anyway. I mean, it's where do you go from here? You know, now, movie stars, they get to pay for bodyguards. So they could have drivers. They could have somebody do their grocery shopping. But from what we understand, George Zimmerman is financially strapped. I mean, I don't know if he's going to get a book deal or what. I mean, O.J. Simpson, pretty safe in jail, right? Nobody's really going to beat him up there. He's been in jail, right, because he was a part of that whole sports memorabilia robbery, armed robbery type of thing. So he's been there, right? And I guess the family, the Goldman family, prevented him from benefiting from a book. But, I mean, George Zimmerman, you would think, would have some other types of work that he could do, okay? You know, but he's, half of the country hates him. Half of the country thinks he got a bad rap. And now he's just, I guess, always in the face of the media. I mean, I would lay low. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. We will keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're also giving a warning to parents that these very spicy snack foods, these flaming hot Cheetos and these very spicy snacks, these jalapeno type stuff that these kids are loving, are putting them in the ER. We're having peptic ulcer disease, ulcerations, erosions, esophagitis, gastritis. All right. Our kids are liking spicy. We talked about why. You know, kids can't drink beer with dad, but they could definitely share a bowl of jalapeno poppers. Okay. Kids get to bond. They like to do the jalapeno spicy type stuff. Like to have their caffeine. It makes them feel older, not good. Irritating their stomach. And one of my children, we don't really feed him that stuff, but he definitely likes spicy foods with dad. Having issues with that. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about this new warning saying that the superbugs could erase a century of medical advances. That all the work we've done on antibiotics and fighting infection could go down the toilet. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed-out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and Respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Well, a lot of us have been hearing this news on two New Mexico police officers who had, I guess, pulled over a minivan and one opened fire. A mother and the five children were inside. Now, what we're finding, we're getting some information. Apparently, the shooting had happened last month, and this had been reported by CBS News, after a traffic stop turned into a high-speed chase outside of Santa Fe. There's a newly released video of the confrontation in which a 39-year-old mother of five, Oriana Farrell, can be seen pulled over for speeding by a New Mexico State police officer just north of Santa Fe. The officer's dash camera captures the arguing, but Farrell drives off. The officer pursues, pulls her over again, emotions escalate, and then you hear the police officer said, "Get out of the vehicle, get out of the vehicle right now." Farrell doesn't budge, but her 14-year-old son jumps out. He retreats when the officer pulls out his taser. The officer says, "You're facing evading charges. You ran away from me, okay?" Finally, she gets out of the vehicle, then appears to ignore the officer and struggles to get back inside. Out comes her son again, okay? And then there appears to be some sort of a scuffle. I'm kind of watching this as we go. And then he runs back to the car. The family is locked inside. The officer smashes the window with his baton. She drives off again. Another officer arrives and fires at least 3 shots at the van with the 5 children inside. After a 10-minute high-speed chase, Farrell finally stops. She and his son are arrested. In court, the district attorney charges the mom with 5 counts, including child endangerment, resisting arrest and reckless driving. Son is charged with battery. Farrell's attorney said she was scared. The judge called the video disturbing and puzzling. Now, the 2 officers involved are under investigation. You know, in a statement, I guess New Mexico's state police chief said, if the investigation determines that the officer improperly discharged his firearm in this case, we will take swift action because improperly using a firearm isn't tolerated by state police. In many departments, it's against policy to fire at a moving vehicle. Now, the officer later said he was trying to shoot the tires out. But if you're trying to shoot at a moving car, it's kind of ineffective. They said you almost never stop the car, and it's also dangerous because it could flip. They say if you're firing at a car with 5 children, you're firing in the direction of 2 other officers who are in front of the car. So, you know, it's hard to justify the means of that. They say there's a few problems with the woman's actions. She's a mom in a minivan with 5 kids. It's like a soccer mom. She's getting a speeding ticket for 71 and a 55, according to the attorney. I don't know anybody who is not doing 70 and a 55. She gets the summons. The cops wants her to pay or go back to court. She drives off, all right, which was a mistake in and of itself. Now, you know, when you look at this, this is kind of crazy, okay, because the first thing I'm thinking of is why is a woman driving off? I mean, whenever you get pulled over, you pull over. You get your ticket, you know, I mean, you don't have to necessarily say thank you, officer. I still thank the officer for the other work they did, but, you know, I tell him, you know, this really sucks. All right, he goes, I know it sucks. He leaves, but then you move on, okay? I usually wait till he drives, but usually he waits for me to drive off. And so, you know, just to make sure probably I'm safe, I think there's a rule where you got to make sure the person you pulled over was. So he waits, I drive off. And then, you know, I have to worry about telling my husband. Usually if there's any yelling and screaming or a scuffle, it's my husband finding out I got another ticket, okay? Usually no problem with the officer. Now, I'm not saying bullets fired at a minivan, but high-speed chases start to up the stress of what's going on. And so when there's high-speed chases, guns start becoming drawn. Now, shooting at a vehicle on the ground and disabling a vehicle on the ground, okay, I mean, that could still be dangerous. There should be other ways to disable a vehicle. Don't they usually have those spikes or something that they could throw in front or behind the car or something such that, like you could probably throw it just right under the car if you had to, so that if it goes forward or backwards, something's going to hit. You can probably do something like that. But this was obviously a huge story today, and I think the mom is an idiot, and I don't understand why the cops are shooting at a car with a bunch of kids in it, and it's a shame, you know. But it's like, you know, what do you do in this situation? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also puzzling us on what to do, we got these new superbugs that could erase a century of medical advances. Now, we've talked about these superbugs. Right, we talked about the methicillin-resistant staph, the Enterobacter-resistant bacteria, Enterococcus. So we have a variety, the Clostridium difficile, where our antibiotics just can't touch it. In a special editorial published in the British Health Journal, The Lancet, British government doctors warn the health systems may struggle to cope with the cost of caring for an aging population in what they are calling the post-antibiotic era. Now, we talked about this, where right now we are coming into an era where the antibiotics don't touch it, okay? You know, we were concerned 20 years ago, but now we're really scared. The experts warned in The Lancet that death rates from bacterial infections might return to those of the early 20th century, adding, rarely has modern medicine faced such a grave threat. Without antibiotics, treatments from minor surgery to major transplants could be impossible. Now, many of you have asked me, do you decline the antibiotics that they want to give you on routine surgery? I mean, here's the thing. I don't want to make anybody have to decline, all right, an antibiotic. I mean, I commend you for trying to do good for the better cause, but you're no good to anybody getting sick yourself. So if your surgeon wants to give you some protection and treat you with an antibiotic because you're undergoing a pretty lengthy surgery, I would say just follow the doctor's advice for now. Okay? You're not taking an antibiotic. We have no idea what the outcome could be. Okay? And we've seen many people not do well. Okay, who didn't have the protection. You know, when you look back at that woman in Georgia, that teenager who was ziplining, and she ended up losing her limbs, okay? I don't think they ever interviewed the doctor or the two doctors that didn't give antibiotics. But if I had to take a hunch, they were, you know, having a good heart, right, into this, not ones who like to overprescribe antibiotics and are trying to prevent the overprescribing of antibiotics. So when the girl had the zip lining injury, they irrigated her, they cleaned her up, they sewed her up, from what I understand, did a very beautiful repair, and they sent her home without antibiotics because she wasn't sick. Now, when I did ER, you bet your butt we would have given antibiotics because it was a deep wound. So you give antibiotics for any wound that's deep like that. All right? So, hands down, we would give antibiotics. Nowadays, I don't know what these doctors are being put under with pressure. You know, these ER docs are being told not to give CTs, not to admit. I mean, I'm seeing people I'm sending for the ER for chest pain and abdominal pain, and nothing gets worked up on the abdominal pain because they're being told by the hospital they're not allowed to order a lot of tests. So the doctor sent her home. She comes back having pain. I don't know if it's the same doctor or a new doctor. Takes a look at the leg. Doesn't see any sign of infection, gives her medicine for the pain, sends her out. Well, she ends up having a necrotizing fasciitis where the infection is so deep in the layers of the fascia that cover the muscle that the infection spreads like wildfire, puts her into sepsis. She fights for her life, ends up losing limbs from this infection. And again, the big mistake was you treat empirically with antibiotics to protect. And just because you don't see signs of infection doesn't mean an infection's not there. Remember, if the infection is so damn deep that it's under the skin layers, you're not going to see red skin. You're not going to see subcutaneous erythema. So unfortunately, when she said, I have pain, that was the symptom of the infection. But we're so trained to look at the outer skin that we didn't, that unfortunately she got missed twice given antibiotics. Finally, another doctor, when she comes in for antibiotics, says, you know what, I'll give you some antibiotics. I think it's a good idea. Gives her antibiotics, but then it was way too late. And that is really a shame. You know, and the thing is, I mean, these doctors, I understand, if they're trying to not prescribe all the time, I get that. I mean, I get we're under a lot of pressure to not prescribe, but that is a perfect example of somebody who really deserves the antibiotics. Somebody having some sniffles, come in for a cold and doesn't want to get sick because they're going to Disneyland this weekend, asking for a Z-Pack. No, that is not proper use of an antibiotic. It's not. All right? And we're all in this together. We've all done it. We've all asked for medicine when we didn't need to. For those of you that haven't, good for you. So we're in an age where the antibiotics are not going to work. And we are going to be screwed because we have made these super bugs. And I'm worried. I'm very worried. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about this meningitis outbreak and how Princeton may have to offer a vaccine from another country. Okay? Because of a seventh meningitis case. We'll talk about meningitis, what that is, and what we're looking at Princeton. Don't go away. 1-877-TOM-TELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right, let's talk about this meningitis vaccine and what's going on in Princeton. So Princeton University students now are taking precautions after a 7th meningitis case on campus this year has prompted efforts to offer them a vaccine that unfortunately isn't even offered in the United States. Okay? Apparently all 7 cases developed infections with meningococcus B. That strain of the bacteria is not covered by vaccines available in the U.S., so federal officials have to import the immunization. The Princeton trustees were considering over the weekend whether to use the vaccine, which is made by Novartis, okay, and the shots would be available when? In the next month or two. Since the outbreak in March, the Princeton, New Jersey-based Ivy League school has reached out to students and parents through posters and emails on ways to protect themselves, including not sharing cups, kissing, dupes, things like that. In September, Princeton distributed almost 5,000 plastic 16-ounce tumblers with the message, "Mine, not yours." If the vaccine is available, they say many students would want it. They interviewed a Joshua Taliaferro, who is a chemical bioengineering student. He said, "Maybe I should be afraid, but I'm not. We learned about meningitis. He wants to get the vaccine." Now, the outbreak is the first of the meningitis B strain in a specific group in which health officials have not had the option to vaccinate. And we'll talk about the vaccinations that we have. Now, the CDC requested and received permission last week from the FDA to import the vaccine, a necessary protocol since the treatment has not been approved in the U.S. The treatment could be used in a campus-wide vaccination campaign if it were decided that was the best course of action. All right. It probably takes 1 to 2 months until vaccination could actually start. The immunization is manufactured in Europe and would have to be administered under a special program since this is not approved in the U.S. So the trustees are trying to figure out how to inoculate. Do you make an announcement? Do you make everybody get it? How do you make sure everybody got it? 7 people, 6 students, and a visitor to Princeton's campus have been infected, with the first diagnosed after return from spring break in March, according to a statement. In early May, 3 students were diagnosed with the bacteria through kissing, sharing drinks, other forms of close contact. The most recent patient developed symptoms 8 months later on November 8th. Now, bacterial meningitis, okay, can occur sporadically, and this has been reported by Bloomberg.com, but we see it definitely in close quarters, like on college campuses. It's spread through respiratory and throat secretions and close contact, okay? They are less infectious than viral, right, but it's deadly, okay? Not everybody gets sick from the bacteria. They think 10% of the Princeton population is walking around with a meningococcal bacteria, okay? They say it's significantly higher than other vaccine-preventable diseases. Now, keep in mind, if you think back to your high school and college days, you really didn't worry that much about other people's saliva, did you? All right? Okay? People go crazy. People share cups. People drinks. People kiss. Okay? So you could carry the bacteria, give it to somebody, and they're the ones that get sick. Other colleges in New Jersey, of course, are watching the Princeton situation very closely. No cases have been reported at Seton Hall, the Rider University, or other types of schools located in the area. So, apparently, back in the 90s, there were students in Pennsylvania who had died from meningococcal meningitis. I think I remember when I went to school, there was an outbreak of the viral meningitis. After one of the deaths, the school had provided free doses of ciprofloxacin, which was an antibiotic. 1,000 students took it. Now, you can get meningitis by fungus, right? We talked about the fungal meningitis from those steroid injections that happened from the Framingham Compounding Pharmacy. You could get it from viruses. You could get it from bacteria. Bacterial meningitis caused about 170,000 deaths globally each year, according to the World Health Organization. Now, why you die is because the bacteria gets into the meninges, and the meninges is the lining around the brain and the spinal cord. So you get extreme inflammation. Symptoms would be like stiff neck, high fever, sensitivity to light, confusion, headaches, vomiting. As many as 10% of those infected die within 48 hours after symptoms start, according to the World Health Organization. Brain damage, hearing loss, learning disabilities may affect as many as 20% of survivors. All right. Now, Novartis's Bexsero is the first vaccine against meningococcus B, which is a certain strain of the bacteria. Now, this only accounts for 40% of the case in the U.S., but 80% of Australia and Europe. That's why back in Europe, it was cleared for sale last January, and in Australia the year before. Now, Novartis, Sanofi, and GlaxoSmithKline all make shots available in the Europe and U.S. that protect against 4 of the 5 major strains, okay, but not the one that has the B, okay, and we'll just quickly talk about those. All right, now, let me quickly look at what's, okay, so when we look at bacterial meningitis, so we talked about the viral meningitis. Viral meningitis is usually mild, can clear on its own. There's no bacteria. There's no antibiotics for a viral meningitis. People get over it, hopefully, okay, and they could do well. Fungal meningitis, very, very scary, very difficult to diagnose, Okay? It's not contagious from person to person. Somebody has to inject it into you. Cryptococcal meningitis is the most common form of that. But now we'll look at the bacteria. So strep pneumonia is the bacteria that's most common in infants, young children, and adults. Okay? We see this strep pneumonia for pneumonia. We see it for ear infections, a variety of things. Okay? But many kids get the Pneumovax. And they get the Prevnar, which is a vaccine against strep pneumo. So many kids are already, shall we say, protected against this type. Then you have the one that's the Neisseria meningitis, the meningococcus. This is another leading cause of bacterial meningitis. This is what we see with teenagers and young adults. It is extremely contagious. This is what we see causing local epidemics in college dormitories, boarding schools, military bases. There is a vaccine against this one. Then we have the H flu, the Haemophilus influenza, which is a bacteria. Even though the genus and species name makes it sound like a flu, it's not. The Haemophilus influenza type B, the Hib bacterium, is also a huge cause of meningitis in kids. But we got the Hib vaccine. You give the Hib vaccine 2, 4, 6 months, year, etc. Then we also got the Listeria monocytogenes. Now, remember when Listeria was killing a lot of people? Okay? All right? This is an odd one, but it still could cause meningitis. It could affect pregnant women, newborns, etc. It could cross the placental barrier, cause babies to die, etc. If you have a weakened immune system. And we find Listeria in soft cheeses, hot dogs, luncheon meats. But remember, we had that big outbreak a couple years ago with the cantaloupe. Okay, now, where are you at risk? Well, if you don't vaccine, you could be at risk. Of course, age. Okay, we see meningitis in these young babies. That's why if your kid has a very high fever, doesn't want to move his neck, in a lot of pain, you call 911 or you bring that baby to the hospital. You don't mess around. If you're in a very, very close community setting, like military bases, dormitories, etc., of course, pregnancy, compromised immune system, etc., you could survive meningitis many times, but you could be stuck with hearing loss, learning disabilities, memory problems, gait issues, seizure, kidney failure, etc. All right? You are going to need to be quarantined. If you think you have meningitis, don't sit there and go out to the party and then head to the hospital afterwards. You get to the hospital and you tell them, I think I have meningitis. They're going to do blood cultures. They may CAT scan your head. They may even do a lumbar puncture to look at your cerebral spinal fluid. Because remember, the infection attacks the meninges, the lining of the cerebral spine, or the lining of the spine, and the cerebrum and the brain. So they'll do a spinal tap, stick a needle in your back. Don't be afraid of it. You got to get it done. Look to see if it's cloudy, etc. Okay? And then bacterial meningitis, if we have antibiotics at work, we're going to be giving them to you. Okay? For viral, we usually do bed rest, plenty of fluids, etc., give you medicines for the body aches, etc. So remember, if you're right now, we're coming into cold season where everybody's kind of working in big areas and not going outside. You've got to wash your hands. You got to practice good hygiene. You got to stay healthy, get enough rest, exercise regularly, etc. Cover your mouth, okay? Of course, if you're pregnant, take care with food. And then the vaccines, okay? When we come back really quickly, we'll talk about the vaccines that are out there, and then we'll move on to more scoops. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted, and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Lillian wants to know what the difference is between neck pain when your kid is sick and neck pain when it's meningitis. She says her kid called in. She's saying, you know, when my kid is sick, he always complains of neck pain. Doesn't want to come on air, and that's fine. You know, you're right. Like, my kids will do that, too. They go, Mommy, my neck hurts. Okay, now having been an ER doc and being a family practice doc, you bet your butt that I rule out everything first, okay? Like, my kid says I have a tummy. The problem is my kids now know how to play me. They really know how to play me. So when my kids want to get out of school, they go, Mom, Dad, I got pain at McBurney's Point. And McBurney's Point is, of course, the place in the abdomen where you have tenderness if you're having a full-blown appendicitis attack. And I'm like, really? Like, yeah, you know, so I check and I feel around. And then what I'll do is I'll purposely push the area that's not supposed to be McBurney's point. Right? And they go, ow, ow, ow. And then I go, yep, that's probably it. And when I touch the spot that is McBurney's point, they say it doesn't hurt. I'm like, that's not appendicitis. Get your tissue out of here. Go to school. All right. Same thing with the neck. Okay. They know, they learned quickly because when they were younger, anytime they had an issue, I immediately would say, is their neck hurting? Is their neck hurting? And so they were trying to figure out, okay, I don't understand. There's got to be something with neck. So when mommy goes, whew, neck isn't hurting, so something's got to be, oh, everything's got to be okay. Now they go, mommy, my neck hurts. Okay? And so, you know, when you get sick, and I think a lot of us have felt this, when we get the flu, my neck hurts. I mean, you get sore, but you get sore everywhere else. A sign of meningitis is where you don't even want to move your neck. I mean, you don't even want to get into the car. That's a sign. Because you know how you have to bend your neck to get into the car? Now, some of you guys will wake up with torticollis, which is a muscle spasm of the neck, right? We've all had that where you wake up with stiff neck. That can be pretty scary, but if there's no fever, you don't have any nausea, vomiting, problems looking at the light, headache, and you feel the muscle that hurts, okay, and you're able to try to relax the muscle using some ice or some moist heat, etc., and you feel you're able to move it, then that's not meningitis. I mean, there's ways to be able to tell. Of course, have your doctor do it or the ER do it, etc. But a lot of times you have a fever. Now you have a headache. Now you have some neck pain with it. How the hell do you know if your kid has meningitis or not? All right. I mean, that could be pretty scary. Now, for us doctors, we check to see if there's photophobia, if there's a problem reacting to light. If they have a problem reacting to light, the eyes can't look at the light, etc., that's a sign of meningitis. If they are really in a lot of pain, they don't want to move, they have something called nuchal rigidity, where they cannot move their neck. You know, it's like a swollen joint. You know when you twist your knee or you twist your ankle, and the joint swells up, so you don't want to move it? That's what's happening with your neck. You may not see the swelling, but the inflammatory fluid comes in because it doesn't want you to move. So it's like having a completely stiff knee, except it's up in your neck and then all along your mid-back. I mean, that's what this is supposed to feel like, God forbid, if you get that. Okay, but if you can't tell, you got a kid and you can't tell, you call 911 or you call the doctor or you go to the hospital. Okay, this isn't worth messing around. Meningitis is life or death. Okay, and then what you could also do is have the doctor teach you some things to do. Okay, if you tell your child to try to bring the chin to the chest and they could do that, that's a good sign. But if they look scared to death to even try to move their chin or move their mouth and they got that scared look, that could be a sign of meningitis. You know, I mean, these are things where it's tough to tell. So you got to get it checked out. Now, the funny thing is a lot of you probably had viral meningitis and didn't realize it. You got sick with the flu. You didn't want to move. You had body aches. You couldn't move. You had no idea. Okay. But bacterial meningitis could be, you know, can make you feel just as bad and be very deadly, especially with the toxins. So that's a great question. I mean, it's one of those things where, You just don't want to mess around. When in doubt, get it checked out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a newer, smarter pacemaker. Apparently, a new generation of Medtronic Inks and Rhythm Pacemaker is programmed to kick in only when heart rhythm disturbances are detected, led to fewer deaths, hospitalizations, etc. Apparently, there's this enhanced pacing strategy and its most profound effect in cutting the risk of developing permanent atrial fibrillation. Now, atrial fibrillation, unfortunately, is where your atrium starts to go into a very abnormal beat. And it's not the beat that causes the contraction. It's where the electrical impulse starts up in the atrium. And then it goes down to the ventricles. The ventricles get this beat and then contracts and shoots blood, to the rest of the body. Pumps blood to the rest of the body. If you have atrial fibrillation, rather than going ba-boom, ba-boom, like your heart does, it's boo 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 at that rate. And with a boo 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 boo, yeah, it's boo hoo. You know, your heart can't get a nice good pump. You also start to get coagulation, where you have blood that starts to pool. And when blood pools, what does it do? It starts to coagulate. That's why you guys are on blood thinners, because you could have a stroke with atrial fibrillation. Pretty scary stuff. So as we're getting new electronics, I love it. Keep it up, people. I really dig this stuff. Now, many of you guys like crispy food. We're going to be talking about it this week. But there's a chemical called acrylamide, which is prevalent in plant-based foods. And the longer you cook it, the more it forms. And so those crispy, blackened potatoes that we like could be the worst offenders. Toast also, black toast. And the acrylamide has been found to cause cancer in mice. So FDA wants to figure out how to take it out of food. May not be able to take it out of food, but maybe you could eat a more balanced diet. Maybe cook potatoes for shorter periods. You know, me too. I love it when it's that reddish, burgundy brown. And those potatoes are thin and you could taste the salt and taste the grease. My morning breakfast potatoes, I love those. Well, the longer you cook and the longer the crispy, the worse for you. Now, I got to look it up if this acrylamide is very similar to what we see when we charcoal. I think it's not. I think it's different. But the one thing I've noticed instinctively is I dislike charcoaled burnt food. I don't like burnt toast. I don't like burnt food. Well, that's an instinctive protection, okay? You don't want to be eating burnt food, okay? You don't want to be eating that kind of stuff. That kind of stuff is very, could be toxic. And again, like I said, they found that it can cause cancer in rats. I know a lot of you guys don't care about the rats, but what happens to the rat could happen to us. Now, they don't think it's in the meat, fish, or dairy, and it doesn't seem to form when foods like potatoes are prepared through steaming and boiling, okay? Now, they say this acrylamide isn't just found in foods, but it's also in commercial products, manufacturing, etc., all right? You could find it in grout, water treatment products, plastics, cosmetics, etc. Now, I get a little nervous because a lot of us, when we straighten our hair or we curl our hair, we really burn. I mean, you know, you smell the burnt hair, okay? You wonder if you're kind of getting that. Now, I know we're coming up on Thanksgiving, so y'all don't want to hear me complain about cutting back on the foods. All right, I understand we got Thanksgiving coming on, but just all I'm saying is try not to burn the stuff. Okay, in more health news, they're talking about a one-hour high-intensity workout can do the same amount of fat loss as 2 hours of moderate intensity like walking. Even though walking is better for your health than not taking exercise, there's got to be something about the sweat. And researchers find that if you have intense exercise and you up that heart rate up, it basically equates other sort of milder activity. Now, we've talked about this. I know many of you guys say, no, duh, I get that. Okay, we need to probably do more intense exercise. There's even been reports that you could probably get away with a good 10 minutes of exercise, right? A good rip-roaring 10 minutes of exercise, you could probably get away with that. Okay, well, it's true. Okay, because in the olden days, when we hunted and gathered, when you hunted, you ran, you worked up a sweat. It's important to get your juices flowing. Of course, make sure your cardiologist clears you and says your heart is fine. You don't want to be doing anything like that if you're prone to hypertrophic cardiomyopathy or anything like that. But a lot of us, okay, we won't exercise high intensity. We got to go to work. We don't want to redo our hair, etc. Then I don't mind walking on a treadmill for an hour. Do what you can. Sometimes the more intense the workout, the better. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, but most of all, God bless.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100-by-100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.